Redistricting has cast two incumbent legislators back into the ring against each other. Democrat Pete Peterson and Republican Lance Pruitt are facing off in the new House District 25. The new district consists of parts of the East Anchorage neighborhoods of Muldoon, Cheney Lake, and Stuckagan Heights, as well as Scenic Park and Chugach Foothills. Peterson says he's running for re-election because he wants to keep working on the issues that are important to the people of East Anchorage.
You need a representative who puts your needs first. I'm working hard every day to make sure that East Anchorage has a strong voice in the legislature. I know that high gas prices have been hurting Alaskan families and businesses, so I've been leading the fight to ban gas price gouging. It's our oil, so we shouldn't be getting gouged. On the House Energy Committee, I worked with experts from across the state to craft an energy policy that would lower energy costs and create jobs for Alaskans. I've also fought hard for road and school projects in East Anchorage over the last 4 years.
Peterson is semi-retired, and since 2008, he's devoted his time mainly to his work as a state representative for House District 19, his old district. Peterson grew up in Iowa and has a bachelor's degree in political science and business administration. He came to Alaska in 1981, he says, to help a friend mine a gold claim. Then opened his own pizza and sandwich delivery business, which he operated for 15 years. He says being a small business owner prepared him for dealing with things like budgets and negotiations, which he often tackles in Juneau. Republican Lance Pruitt was born and raised in Anchorage. Since 2010, he's been the representative for East Anchorage's House District 21. He has a BA in history and is the general manager of Sears Logistics, the transportation arm of Sears, and the owner of a small business, Good For You Vending, which operates healthy vending machines in Anchorage. He got his start in politics by working on the Scenic Foothills Community Council. He says he's running because of his children.
I want to make sure that they've got a great future. I'm running because I want to make sure that we're doing the right things now for their future. In the last couple years, I've been able to move forward both legislation as well as certain things like road projects that I know people in East Anchorage had asked me for. Whether it was banning substances that were currently legal and making them illegal so that our kids were safe, whether it was making sure that our teachers had the right things, that's why I'm running.
Both candidates say education is a priority. Pruitt supports using public money to pay for charter, private, and religious schools, and supports a constitutional amendment to allow a voucher program. Peterson does not. He says public dollars should go to public education. On healthcare, both say the state needs to figure out how to make healthcare more affordable and accessible. Pruitt supports debt relief for doctors who go out of state for medical education and return to practice medicine. Peterson supports the development of a medical school in Anchorage. Peterson does not favor Governor Sean Parnell's oil tax legislation, and he voted against it.
When oil companies demanded a $2 billion a year giveaway with no strings attached, I stood up for Alaska and I voted no. My opponent voted for the giveaway. This election is about the future of the state of Alaska and whether our destiny will be controlled by Alaskans or by outside special interests.
Peterson says he supports an oil tax compromise, which links new production with tax reduction. Pruitt likes the governor's plan and voted for House Bill 110. He says he's the better choice because
you have someone here who's grown up in your area, who listens to what you have to say, who doesn't have to read everything that's coming off, that doesn't have to listen to other people on where he's going to move forward. You've got someone that's listening to you, someone that understands the details of where we live, where we've come from.
Both say a gas line is a priority, but they disagree on how it should happen. Pruitt supported legislation to build a smaller pipeline. Peterson says he supports building a bigger one. Both support renewable energy development for South Central Alaska. Peterson likes geothermal. Pruitt says he's behind the Susitna-Watana Dam. Peterson raised around $95,000 total for his campaign. Pruitt raised just under $120,000 for his. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.